Hello, everybody, and welcome back to today's episode of the Chicago Sports Insider Podcast. Let's start today's episode off talking about the trades that the Cubs made shortly after we went off the air yesterday. The first trade they made was sending 2016 NL MVP and the face of the franchise, Chris Bryant, to the San Francisco Giants, and in return receiving Alexander Canero and Caleb Killian. Canero is an outfield prospect, currently 21 years old, in the high A affiliate of the Giants. He's hitting 231 with 9 home runs, 29 RBIs, and 15 stolen bases. And then Killian is a 24-year-old pitcher, standing at 6'4". He was an 8th-round pick of the team in 2019, coming out of Texas Tech University. 6-2 with a 2.13 ERA on the season. Not bad. Sort of a lackluster return, though. I mean, Brian is having a very nice year, and to receive just two sort of long shot prospects is not a very good return at all for the Cubs. Then we had the Cubs also trading away outfielder Jake Marisnyk to the San Diego Padres, and in return receiving pitcher Anderson Espinoza. Espinoza is a 23-year-old pitcher who's currently rehabbing from Tommy John surgery in high A. Was a former top prospect of the Padres, but like I said, multiple Tommy John injuries has definitely sidelined his career. Is currently has a 5 ERA and is 0-1 in high A at the moment, so I really don't think he's going to be a contributor at all to this team, but maybe I could be wrong. Now let's turn to the other MLB, to the actual MLB games. The Cubs took on the Washington Nationals for the first time with their depleted roster. But with the depleted roster, it gave some other guys like Rafael Ortega, who went 2-for-4, a chance to really shine. And then another guy who shined in the game was Sergio Alcantara, who went 4-for-2 as well. Not a bad game from the Cubs at all. Cubs starting pitcher Jake Arrieta, though, had a tough game. He went 4 innings, allowed 6 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, and had 3 strikeouts. He is now 5-10 on the season after he picks up the loss. Tough game overall. Patrick Wisdom did try to make it close in the top of the 8th inning, having a 2-run RBI single, which made a 4-3 Washington lead, but they were not able to get any more runs in the 9th inning. As the save for the Nationals, who also blew it up, went to Kyle Finnegan, who went an inning and allowed only 1 hit. The Cubs will then take on the Nationals again tonight. On the mound for the Cubs will be Kyle Hendricks, who's 12-4 with a 3.85 ERA and is to be determined for the Nationals. That game will be at 6:05 tonight, like I said, in Washington, before they play Washington again on Sunday and then head to Colorado. Now let's turn to the Chicago White Sox, who had their first game of a 3-game series against the Cleveland Indians, and they won 6-4 last night. Overall, very nice game for a guy like Tim Anderson, went 2-for-5. Brian Goodwin, he went 1-for-3. Not a bad game at all from the Chicago White Sox. Their offense definitely was going. They had 11 hits on the game. Sox starting pitcher Lance Lynn went 5 innings, allowed 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, and had 7 strikeouts. Definitely did not have his stuff there tonight, but he didn't look bad either. You know, he had a pretty nice game. Recent trade acquisition Ryan Tempura did play in this game, but he allowed 2 hits and 1 earned run, as well as 1 walk, allowing a home run. Tough game from Tempura, but hopefully he can rebound. And then Liam Hendricks picked up the save. He went an inning and had 2 strikeouts. Very nice game from the Sox. The recent acquisition as well, Cesar Hernandez, went two for five as well. So hopefully he can keep that up. They'll play the Indians again tonight. Dallas Keuchel is on the mound. He's 7-4 with a 4.32 ERA. Then on the mound for the Indians is Tristan McKenzie, who's 1-4 with a 5.61 ERA. And they'll play again on Sunday before they take on the Royals. On Sunday, on the mound for the Indians is going to be Cal Quantrill, who is 2-2 with a 3.66 ERA, and is to be determined for the White Sox. Now let's turn to Team USA Basketball, who took on the Czech Republic in the Group A matchup of the Olympics. Bulls player Zach LaVine played 20 minutes off the bench, went 5-for-7 from field goal, went 3-for-5 from 3, had 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and 13 points on the game. Not a bad night from him at all. Then the Czech Republic had Bulls player Tomáš Satoranský playing the most minutes. He went 33 minutes, put up 12 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, went 5 for 12 from field goal, and then 0 for 2 from 3, as Team USA absolutely destroys the Czech Republic 119-84. They will now head to the quarterfinals of the Olympics. Best of luck to Team USA. Hopefully, they can capture another gold medal after a tough start in the exhibition matchups. That's going to do it for today's episode of the podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you guys tomorrow.